Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Mauritanians seeking asylum in Ohio. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Slavery isn't a thing of the past in the West African country of Mauritania. Human rights groups have documented systemic oppression of an ethnic group there for decades. Many Black Mauritanians have fled, and an estimated 8,000 of them have made Ohio their new home. As their numbers here grow, advocates are pushing for the federal government to protect their legal status in the United States. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
When Omar Ball first arrived in Cincinnati, he was alone. His first night in Ohio was spent on the floor of a mosque. He left his home in Mauritania, fleeing political violence and an oppressive government. 27 years on, the problems persist. Young men with stories just like his keep arriving in Ohio.
I've been in the same situation. I suffering. They left the country for slavery and discrimination, torture, killing. Every single day, they never stop.
So he takes them in. There's around 20 refugees living in a 6-bedroom home today, including Nigel Tambadou. He says his father was killed by government officials in Mauritania. Ball translates for him.
Anytime we try to do peaceful march, we are asking for justice for the people being killed like my dad. We end in prison.
Tambadou has started the long, complicated process of applying for asylum. He will need to wait at least half a year for a work permit. Then he'll have to drive to Cleveland, where Ohio's only immigration judges are, to prove his case. And if his application is denied, he'll be forced to go back.
Deporting people to that chaotic situation, it's just inhumane.
That's Lynn Tremonti, director of the Ohio Immigrant Alliance. She says temporary protected status, or TPS, would help. TPS is a federal designation that pauses deportations to certain countries that are unsafe to return to, whether it's for war, natural disaster, or human rights abuses. And she says those granted TPS are automatically eligible for a work permit.
Just to take off that initial anxiety that everybody has about not being able to work, worrying that you're going to be deported, temporary protected status is absolutely a bridge that is needed.
Migrants could still apply for asylum and eventually a green card, but they'd be able to start working right when they arrive. Ulechem is a Mauritanian community leader in Columbus. She says if new arrivals can't work right away, it puts a strain on the resources that people like her and Ball provide.
When the people come in, they're trying to find a better life. But when they come here, they're struggling even more.
Beyond the logistical benefits, TPS would mean a federal recognition of what Black Mauritanians are going through.
Because we've been sounding the alarm, needing help from the international community to really put pressure on the Mauritanian government to change things on the ground so that no one has to leave. But that hasn't happened.
Chem has written letters to the Biden administration urging action. So have Ohio politicians. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown and Republican Representative Mike Carey both urged the president to take action early this year. There's been no movement. So people like Tambadou wait. He left his wife and his 4 kids to be here, and he's still mourning their absence. Ball relates, nearly 3 decades later, he still yearns for Mauritania.
Nothing can replace hometown. I have peace. I have a house. I have everything what I want. Just I still miss in my hometown.
So long as the terror in Mauritania persists, Ball will never be welcomed home. So for now, he'll keep welcoming others to his new home instead. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Cincinnati.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.